Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into Mako Mining, a company that's really at a pivotal moment right now.
That's right, host. It's fascinating because the story around Mako has, for a while, been about navigating those typical, persistent operational challenges that you encounter when developing a gold asset, especially in a place like Nicaragua.
Exactly. It's been a narrative of overcoming, of pushing through. But recently, there's been a noticeable shift. The company seems to be moving beyond just surviving and is actively heading towards something much more concrete.
I agree. We're seeing a transition towards sustainable cash flow generation. And with that, there's a palpable sense of optimism growing about their long-term growth prospects. It really makes you wonder what the catalyst for this significant turnaround has been.
It's a question many in the mining investment community are asking, and from what we can gather, the answer isn't just one single thing. It appears to be a smart combination of operational excellence, a really focused strategy, and, of course, some favorable market conditions playing their part.
Let's start with the engine driving these recent successes, which is undoubtedly the San Albino mine. It's Mako's flagship asset, and they've been intensely focused on optimizing its production levels.
And the results are definitely speaking for themselves, aren't they? We're observing consistent, and in many periods, an increasing output of gold. This level of performance doesn't just happen by chance.
No, it's clearly the product of deliberate effort. It involves a deep understanding of the ore body and refining the mining and processing techniques to extract maximum value as efficiently as possible. It really highlights the team's commitment to operational excellence.
But I think the real game changer here has been Mako's aggressive approach to cost management. In the mining sector, especially for junior producers, every dollar saved directly boosts profitability and, crucially, enhances cash flow.
That's a critical point. Mako has implemented strategies that are directly impacting their operating expenses on a per ounce basis. This means they're not only getting more efficient at extracting gold but are also effectively controlling the costs associated with that extraction.
It's almost like a skilled chef who not only sources the best ingredients but also masters their kitchen to minimize waste and maximize flavor. Mako seems to be mastering its own mining operation, and this granular focus on cost efficiency is what truly transforms a decent operation into a profitable one.
And the timing of this consistent, predictable gold output couldn't be better. We're currently in a commodity price environment that, while volatile, has generally been quite supportive of gold producers.
Absolutely. In such an environment, the ability to deliver a steady stream of ounces at a controlled cost is paramount. It allows a company to cover its operational expenses and generate a surplus.
That surplus is key. It can then be reinvested into the business, used to strengthen the balance sheet by reducing debt, or ultimately, provide returns to shareholders. Mako's focus on San Albino, making it a reliable production engine, is precisely what they need to capitalize on current market dynamics.
Beyond the broader strategy, there have been specific operational improvements and technological adoptions at San Albino that have been instrumental. These are the details that really matter.
For instance, they might have optimized the grinding circuit to improve gold recovery rates, or implemented better grade control to ensure higher value material is being processed. Even subtle improvements in logistical planning that reduce downtime can make a huge difference.
These aren't always the most glamorous, headline-grabbing innovations, but they are the fundamental building blocks of efficient mining. When executed well, they lead to significant gains in both output and cost reduction. It's this granular focus that's underpinning Mako's initial wins in cash flow.
Now, with these initial cash flow improvements becoming evident, the next logical question is about the key drivers of Mako's optimism for sustained, robust cash flow. It's not just about a single good quarter, it's about building a solid foundation for the future.
Indeed. They're aiming for a future where Mako isn't just a participant but potentially a leader in its specific niche. This optimism seems to be rooted in several core elements of their business strategy and asset base.
San Albino is certainly the current workhorse, the primary engine. Its consistent performance is absolutely critical for Mako's immediate cash flow generation. However, a truly robust cash flow profile often needs more than just one asset.
That's a crucial point, especially for a company with ambitions for long-term growth. We need to look at what else Mako possesses in its portfolio and its development pipeline. These elements are vital for complementing San Albino and providing a pathway to scale.
This brings us to their exploration and development pipeline. While San Albino is generating revenue now, the future vitality of any mining company is intrinsically tied to its ability to discover and develop new resources. Mako has several projects in Nicaragua, and the potential of these future prospects is a significant factor.
Are these projects in advanced stages, offering a clearer path to production, or are they earlier stage exploration plays with higher risk but potentially higher reward? Understanding the nature and stage of these other assets is key to appreciating the full scope of Mako's future cash flow potential.
It seems their geological team is working diligently to unlock the value held within their extensive land package. This proactive approach to exploration is essential for long-term sustainability and growth.
Crucially, how is Mako managing its capital? This is where strategic decision-making really comes into play and provides insight into their priorities.
Exactly. Are they aggressively reinvesting every dollar back into exploration and development, aiming for rapid expansion? Or is the priority to pay down debt, thereby strengthening their balance sheet and reducing financial risk?
Or perhaps they're looking at returning capital to shareholders through dividends or buybacks, which would signal immense confidence in their current operational cash generation. Mako's capital allocation strategy offers a clear window into management's vision.
It's definitely a delicate balancing act between investing for future growth and providing immediate shareholder value. Management has to navigate these priorities carefully.
And we can't forget the impact of current gold prices on Mako's profitability and cash flow margins. It's a significant factor that cannot be overstated.
As we touched on earlier, higher gold prices, especially when coupled with well-controlled operating costs, directly widen the gap between revenue and expenses. This widened margin is what truly converts operational success into significant cash flow.
Mako, like all gold producers, benefits from a strong gold price environment. But their ability to effectively convert that market strength into tangible profit is really a testament to their operational execution and discipline.
So, what does this all mean? It means Mako is well positioned to capitalize on favorable market conditions, but their success is built on internal strengths, not just external tailwinds.
Let's transition now to looking at the broader perspective, the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead for Mako Mining. It's never just smooth sailing in this industry, is it?
Absolutely not. One of the most persistent challenges for any mining operation in Nicaragua, or indeed many emerging jurisdictions, is the regulatory and political landscape. Navigating these can be complex and require significant diligence.
That's a critical factor. Political stability, changes in mining codes, and the general ease of doing business can significantly impact operations and investor confidence. Mako has to be constantly aware of this environment.
Then there's the inherent geological risk. While San Albino is performing well, the grades and consistency of ore bodies can change. There's always the challenge of accurately predicting and managing the resource itself.
And that ties directly into exploration success. The company's future growth hinges on finding and developing new, economic deposits. If exploration efforts don't yield the desired results, it puts more pressure on existing operations like San Albino.
We also need to consider operational risks, which are multifaceted. This includes everything from equipment failures and unexpected maintenance needs to safety incidents and environmental compliance issues.
These operational risks can lead to significant downtime, increased costs, and potential delays in production targets. Managing these effectively requires robust planning and execution.
Furthermore, commodity price volatility remains a constant challenge. Even with controlled costs, significant downturns in the gold price can severely impact profitability and the company's ability to generate free cash flow.
It's a double-edged sword. While a strong price environment is beneficial, a sudden drop can quickly change the financial outlook. Mako needs to operate with a buffer to withstand these market fluctuations.
Another challenge, particularly in developing nations, can be infrastructure limitations. Access to reliable power, water, and transportation can be hurdles that impact efficiency and increase costs.
This often requires significant capital investment from the company itself to mitigate these limitations. It adds another layer of complexity to project economics.
Now, let's pivot to the opportunities. The most significant one, as we've discussed, is the potential for sustained and growing cash flow from San Albino, especially with optimized operations and favorable gold prices.
That's the immediate prize. If they can consistently generate strong free cash flow from San Albino, it provides immense flexibility for the company's future.
This cash flow can be used to de-risk the balance sheet by paying down debt, which is a huge opportunity to improve financial stability and reduce interest expenses.
Or, as you mentioned earlier, it opens the door for capital returns to shareholders. This could take the form of dividends or share buyback programs, rewarding investors for their patience and belief in the company.
Another major opportunity lies in the exploration and development pipeline. If Mako can successfully advance its other projects, it could significantly expand its resource base and production profile.
Discovering new, high-grade deposits would be a game-changer, potentially leading to new mines and a much larger, more diversified company. This is where the long-term value creation really happens.
There's also the opportunity to leverage Mako's established infrastructure and operational expertise in Nicaragua. Having a successful operation like San Albino can pave the way for easier development of other nearby prospects.
Building on existing successes and infrastructure is often more cost-effective than starting from scratch. It allows them to potentially achieve economies of scale across multiple operations.
The current gold price environment, if it remains favorable, presents a sustained opportunity. Mako is well positioned to benefit from high gold prices, amplifying the impact of their operational efficiencies.
It allows them to generate higher margins and accelerate their growth plans. It's a positive macro backdrop that Mako can strategically exploit.
Furthermore, as Mako demonstrates consistent financial performance and cash flow generation, it can attract a broader range of investors. This could lead to improved access to capital markets and potentially a higher valuation.
That's a great point. A track record of success builds credibility and can unlock new funding avenues, perhaps even equity financing on more favorable terms in the future.
And let's not forget the potential for strategic partnerships or acquisitions. As Mako grows and strengthens its financial position, it could become an attractive partner or acquisition target for larger mining companies.
That's a classic pathway for value realization in the junior mining space. A successful junior can often be consolidated by a larger player looking to expand its asset base.
So, to wrap up this section on challenges and opportunities, it's clear Mako faces hurdles, particularly in the political and operational realms, but the upside potential from its core asset, its exploration pipeline, and favorable market conditions is significant.
It really paints a picture of a company in transition, moving from a phase of development and challenge towards one of production and potential profitability. The key will be executing on these opportunities while effectively managing the inherent risks.
Absolutely. Now, before we move to our final summary, let's briefly touch upon the conclusion of the article, which emphasizes this transition.
The conclusion highlights that Mako Mining is no longer just a story of potential, but one that is increasingly demonstrating tangible results. The shift towards sustainable cash flow generation is a crucial milestone.
It signifies a maturation of the company, moving from the often speculative early stages of exploration and development to the more predictable phase of operational output and financial generation.
This transition is vital for investor confidence. It shows that the company can deliver on its promises and that the assets have economic viability. The focus on operational excellence and cost control at San Albino has been the bedrock of this progress.
And looking ahead, the optimism surrounding Mako is now grounded in these demonstrated operational successes, combined with a strategic approach to its development pipeline and capital management. It's a company that appears to be charting a clear course for long-term value creation.
The road ahead undoubtedly holds further challenges, but Mako seems to have built a solid foundation to navigate them. The transition from overcoming challenges to generating consistent cash flow is a significant achievement.
It sets the stage for the company to potentially enter a new phase of growth and shareholder value realization. It's definitely a story worth watching closely in the finance and mining space.
Agreed. Now, let's bring it all together with a comprehensive summary of Mako Mining's journey and outlook. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the operational nitty-gritty to the strategic big picture.
Definitely. So, let's recap the key factors that are shaping Mako's current position and future trajectory. At the forefront is the performance of the San Albino mine, which is proving to be a reliable engine for gold production.
Absolutely. The intense focus on optimizing production levels and implementing rigorous cost control measures at San Albino is paramount. This operational efficiency is directly translating into improved profitability and cash flow margins.
The current supportive gold price environment is another crucial factor. It amplifies the benefits of Mako's operational improvements, widening the spread between revenue and costs.
Furthermore, Mako's strategic capital allocation is key. How they choose to deploy their generated cash, whether for debt reduction, reinvestment in exploration, or shareholder returns, will significantly influence their long-term financial health and investor perception.
And we can't overlook the potential embedded within their exploration and development pipeline. Successfully advancing these projects could significantly expand their resource base and future production capabilities.
Now, shifting to the strengths and insights derived from Mako's recent performance. The most significant strength is the demonstrated ability to achieve operational excellence and cost control at San Albino, turning a challenging asset into a cash generator.
This resilience and adaptability in overcoming operational hurdles is a major insight. It shows strong management capability and a deep understanding of their assets and the mining process.
The company's strategic focus on maximizing value from its existing operations while simultaneously exploring for future growth opportunities provides a balanced approach.
An important insight is how effectively Mako is positioned to capitalize on favorable gold market conditions. They aren't just benefiting from high prices, they are actively converting those prices into profit through efficient operations.
This operational discipline builds credibility and strengthens the company's financial profile, which is a significant positive insight for potential investors.
Finally, let's address the challenges and opportunities head-on. The primary challenges remain the inherent geological risks, operational complexities, and the sensitive regulatory and political environment in Nicaragua.
Commodity price volatility is another ever-present challenge that Mako, like all miners, must manage. Infrastructure limitations can also pose ongoing hurdles that require strategic investment.
However, the opportunities are substantial. The sustained cash flow generation from San Albino is the most immediate and significant opportunity, providing financial flexibility.
This cash flow can be strategically deployed to de-risk the balance sheet, fund exploration, or potentially return value to shareholders, creating multiple avenues for growth and reward.
The successful advancement of their exploration pipeline presents a massive opportunity for resource expansion and future production growth, potentially transforming the company's scale.
Leveraging existing infrastructure and expertise in Nicaragua also offers a cost-effective path to developing new projects. And, of course, continuing favorable gold prices offer a strong tailwind for profitability.
As Mako continues to demonstrate strong performance, it can attract a wider investor base, improve access to capital, and potentially become a target for strategic partnerships or acquisitions, further unlocking shareholder value.
It's a compelling narrative of transformation. Mako Mining is evolving from a company focused on overcoming obstacles to one that is actively generating cash and looking towards a future of sustainable growth. Thanks for breaking this down with me, co-host.
My pleasure, host. It's an exciting time for Mako, and we'll certainly be keeping a close eye on their progress. That wraps up our deep dive into Mako Mining for today's Baga Media Finance Podcast.